In Northwest News on KPLU, if you've ever taken the Sound Transit light rail line between Seattle and the airport, you already know how pleasant the ride can be. It's also expensive to build, and even with subsidies, not a cheap ticket for riders. But the promise of light rail goes far beyond people's hopes for transit. It's also supposed to bring commerce to business owners near it. As KPLU's environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe explains in our election series On the Block, that's not really panning out yet for many residents of Seattle's District 2.
If you want to learn about the promise of transit-oriented development, take the light rail heading south into District 2 and get out at Othello Station. It's at Othello Street and Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue South, two stops and about 9 miles north of the airport in the heart of southeast Seattle. Othello is the name of a neighborhood that's supposed to be happening here. Cheery red and white marketing signs stand out on a huge empty lot you see as soon as you get off the train. Take a left and you see a swank new apartment building where nearly all the retail storefronts are vacant.
The future is coming, but it's not here yet.
Ana Martinez owns Suarecito's Cocina Mexicana, an upscale restaurant inside that new building. It's 6 stories high, full of market-rate apartments upstairs. But she doesn't have enough customers to cover her costs or fill more than maybe a dozen tables a night. She says she'd need to at least triple that number to make it. Right now, she loses money every day.
What can I say? It is a beautiful restaurant. Food is excellent. Location has been quite the struggle because of the area.
She's still here because a developer just broke ground on the empty lot across the street from her. She's hopeful its hungry construction crews will keep her going once they start building any day now. But she's concerned that even if that works out for her business, her community is falling apart. She says the promise of development was supposed to mean everything coming up roses. Instead, they've been dying on the vine all around her.
All the amenities. I want to see a yoga place over there. I want to see the pizza place down the road, the coffee shop. The coffee shop closed, the one that was here, Kitty Corner. They closed, and now we don't have any coffee.
I've lost track of the number of businesses that have closed.
Ray Akers knows District 2 like the back of his hand. He's a lifelong resident of southeast Seattle and a realtor. He says along with the sirens that have become a daily sentinel of crimes and accidents in the neighborhood, he's upset that the area is spending local taxpayers' money to subsidize buildings like the one Ana Martinez is in because he says they're poorly planned and owned by big developers and faceless out-of-town investors.
It's unfortunate. It's a nice-looking building. It anchors the neighborhood. But it's also, I think, an example of failure, not the structure, not the building, but in planning.
He's not sure who to vote for, but says the current council is adding too much high-density housing without the infrastructure to support it. And he says the light rail line isn't made for residents. It's made for people heading downtown or to the airport with far apart stops and not enough parking near them. Parking's less of a problem for Ana Martinez, but she shares the concern about out-of-town developers. She wants a city council rep who can help her stay in business.
What I want is not so much talk and more action to make sure that we are going to preserve the community and to really understand the people.
No easy task in one of Seattle's most ethnically diverse corners. Sentiments like this are what drove the change to district elections. It's supposed to make the city council more accountable to their constituents. Ballots from Seattle residents must be postmarked by August 4th. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.